Hello, and welcome back to Lactation Station. I'm Michaela, and I'm glad to have you here. Before I get into this episode, I just want to remind everybody to go over to the website, lactationstation2020.com, and sign up for the newsletter. If you haven't already, join the Facebook group, Lactation Station 2020. It's private, and it's a great, safe space for support. And if you want to support the podcast, you can join my Patreon page. There's a link on my blog page to get you there. Okay, so I was going to talk about dopamine and how it works and what happens when you suppress it. And I think that's really important to know if you're going to use medications like domperidone. But I was reading a lecture on neuroscience, and there was some really interesting stuff in the lecture concerning nursing and lactation. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, how nursing changes your brain. Okay, so in the article I was reading, it talks about how nursing changes your brain structurally, functionally, and in many ways irreversibly. I found the article on alphaparent.com. And it generally refers to a mother breastfeeding an infant. But how your body and brain reacts, in my opinion, must be the same. Because once again, your body doesn't know the difference between a baby and a partner. So I'm going to talk about these things in the same regard, whether it's a baby or a partner. One of the things that I was taught in class was a nursing mother and her baby are referred to as a dyad, which means two individuals so closely linked that they are considered one unit. And if you're a Star Wars fan, like me, you heard in Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, you heard at the end, Palpatine remarks, "The life force of your bond, a dyad in the force, a power like life itself, unseen for generations." And then Kylo Ren explains it as they are a dyad in the force, two that are one. So that's how they explain it there. So really, how does this translate to real life lactation? So the article states, a woman nurses and her partner determines her production. Science calls this limbic regulation. It's a natural phenomenon where the woman's neurologically and chemically in sync with her nursing partner. Like I said, you know, I substituted partner for baby. To me, I see the words as interchangeable because, like I said, your body doesn't know the difference. Michael Merzlich, Merzlich, a San Francisco University brain plasticity expert, described nursing as a kind of temporary breakdown of identity for both woman and partner that powerfully affects their brains. And then the article goes on to say, when you're nursing, you are relating to a person in a way you have never related to anyone else in your life. I've had both children and a partner. And I absolutely 100% agree. Although it's different, obviously you don't, at least I don't, see my partner like I did my children. But there is definitely a bond there. You know, it's so comforting and it's so relaxing. And it's, to me, it's just the best feeling in the world that, you know, that bonding time is just, there is no other way to get that. At least not that I've found. The process of a baby suckling at the breast actually forges new neurochemical pathways in the woman's brain that creates and reinforces maternal behavior. And I know when I have my partner, when we're having a session, my maternal instinct kicks in and I feel extremely protective. And it's not just then. You know, he goes to work and he comes home, he's had a bad day, and I just feel like mama bear. You know, I just want to fix it. How can I make this day better for you? This process is aided by a chemical imprinting and huge increase in oxytocin. These changes result in a motivated, highly attentive, and an aggressively protective brain. When a woman nurses, not only does her blood oxytocin levels increase, but her body makes more receptors permanently, increasing her feelings of love and her ability to feel love. So I don't, you know, how can, it just baffles me that people talk about A&R as not, you know, not being okay. But there isn't anything else that you do that releases hormones the way this does, that coddles your body and your brain and, you know, gives you all the feels. I mean, there isn't anything else that does that. And if there is, I mean, don't get me wrong, sex is great, but I don't, you know, that warmth and that nurturing, that's what comes from my A&R. And it's not just during my session. It's, you know, every day, all day. I feel that. In humans, we have oxytocin receptors snuggled within our breast tissue. Now, Kirsten Uvanis Mowbray, who is a global authority on oxytocin, found in a series of experiments that nursing women tend to be less reactive to stress hormones, less physically tense, and less suspicious and less bored. They are also calmer and more sociable when tested for these traits than women who aren't nursing. Studies also show that prolactin not only lowers blood pressure, but also inhibits the release of the stress hormone glucocorticoid. Yeah, I hope I said that right. Glucocorticoids are one reason why prolonged stress can damage the hippocampus. And prolactin dampens fear and anxiety by inhibiting the amygdala. I know I'm butchering these names. These two hormones are elevated every time suckling occurs and can reach levels 8 times the norm. Nursing women's anti-stress systems are frequently activated and buffered during suckling sessions. Oxytocin is Mother Nature's weapon against stress, an innate mechanism that mammal females enjoy so that stress doesn't interfere, at least not too much, with mental function. Nursing women respond to stress less with the fight or flight mode that is common in men. And more women react with an alternative that's been called tend and befriend. And this is the female mode of stress response thanks to lactation triggering oxytocin. In the same article I was reading, it states formula feeding mothers respond to stress the same way men do due to their low exposure to oxytocin. And I only mention this because I think it's really interesting how hormones affect how and what we do. The longer and more often that a woman's breast is suckled, the more it triggers the prolactin oxytocin in response in the brain. Nursing causes a massive increase in communication between neurons, coordinating a swarm of oxytocin factories, producing intense bursts of the hormone. When hands grasp and knead a breast, as well as suckling, it triggers explosive bursts of oxytocin and prolactin and bursts of dopamine in the brain. Prolactin is detected at the milk-making cells and has the effect of priming them and switching them on. These receptors are much stronger in lactating mammals than non-lactating mammals. And when these receptors are stimulated, they make the female want to protect. I totally get that. The hormonal interaction create what is called a breastfeeding bond, switching off negative emotions and switching on pleasure circuits that produce feelings of exhilaration and attachment. According to Figueroa in 2013, and I'm not sure if they are a doctor or a researcher, the article didn't say, but this is how they explained the hormonal exchange. The nursing response of the oxytocin circuits is reinforced by the feeling of pleasure created by bursts of dopamine, the pleasure and reward chemical. Dopamine is jacked up in the woman's brain by estrogen and oxytocin. The woman's blood pressure drops, she feels peaceful and relaxed, she basks in waves of oxytocin-inspired loving feelings. And that sounds just like a suckling session to me. The neurological mechanism also explains one of the ways that nursing reduces depression. The example used is, think of it like walking through the forest the same way again and again, each time making a clearer trail. This is what's happening in the brain. Circuits that activate during nursing become stronger and respond more readily. Okay, so let's talk about the feel-good mechanism. In one study of mother rats, they were given the opportunity to press a bar and get a squirt of cocaine, or press a bar and get a rat pup to suck their nipples. Those oxytocin squirts to the brain outscored cocaine every time. In another example, male prairie voles were given shots of oxytocin and they were converted from roving bachelors into nurturing husbands and fathers. Now, lactation also facilitates learning and memory specifically for social information. Nursing women show improved memory for faces, particularly happy faces. They also show improved recognition for positive social cues and improved recognition of fear in others. The more oxytocin you have, the more loving and attentive you are. The nursing woman has a brain that is literally marinating in oxytocin and dopamine, making her feel loved, deeply bonded, physically and emotionally satisfied. Oxytocin controls the expulsion of milk, stimulates milk production, redistributes heat in your body for warmth, helps the body release stored nutrients, increases the woman's ability to extract nutrition in the digestive process, reduces blood pressure and stress hormones. It creates calm in most nursing women in proportion to the oxytocin levels in their blood. Makes the women more interested in close relationships. The more spikes in oxytocin content in the blood, the more open to attachment and bonding she becomes. And that's sourced by the oxytocin factor, Dr. Kirsten Uvanis Muberg, 2003. Catherine Ellis, who's the author of The Mommy Brain, has extensively researched the sensory aspect of nursing. She has noted that studies on animals strongly suggest that nursing replots the map of the brain. She stated when she laid her baby on her chest, he had a direct impact on her sensory homunculus. Sounds like something out of Harry Potter. The sensory homunculus is a map along the cerebral cortex of where each part of the body is processed. Sensations occur all along the body. The impulses from the body will be sent into the spinal cord and eventually processed back to the brain. With repeated input from suckling and nestling her chest, which used to be a purely aesthetic part of her body, it had acquired a leading role in the nurturing of another human. Very interesting indeed. Because I know, like I said, you get all the feels when you have your partner there and, you know, you get all those sensations traveling through your body in the same way. A decade ago, two neuroscientists, Judith Stern and Michael Merznick, said after several studies with lactating rats, it is probable that human lactation results in substantial representational remodeling in most or all of more than 10 different somatosensory representational areas. The somatosensory system functions in the body's periphery, spinal cord, and brain. So that also helps reinforce what Catherine Ellison concluded with her own baby. Vincenzo Malcarni is an anatomist, and he has noted that nursing is an especially powerful cognitive experience. In his work, he discovered how lactation increases synapses in the part of the brain's cortex that deals with attention and complex tasks. He did not find this surprising, as he said, in nursing, you are relating to another person like you've never related to anyone before. Another research team from Okayama University in Japan found more evidence to support the existence of permanent change. They discovered something called long-lasting, long-term potentation, which is a persistent strengthening of synapses based on recent patterns of activity. This is called LTP or L-LTP. They discovered this in the hippocampi part of the brain of lactating mammals. LLTP is a psychological marker of long-term memory foundation involving an actual increase in the efficiency of synapses, which is the structure that permits a neuron to pass a signal to another cell. Essentially, the changes to a woman's brain do not subside once she stops nursing. Scientists have good evidence to believe that permanent changes occur. Now, the author of the article states adoptive human women who induce lactation can produce all the same effects. So that goes right back to what I said at the very beginning. If you're inducing, then you're susceptible to all these same things. There you go, ladies. All right, so let's sum it up. Lactation is so much more than nutrition. It changes the architecture of the brain. The way neurons in a woman's brain are restructured in response to lactation enables her to respond with a richer and more enhanced behavioral repertoire. In the blood, lactation hormones govern milk ejection, while in the brain, they affect behavior. And these changes are profound and permanent. So that's what I discovered in my neuroscience lecture that I was reading. And I thought all that was pretty interesting. If you have any questions about it, or there's something that I read that didn't make sense, and I know I stumbled on a lot of those words. Honestly, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. So some of those words were a little challenging to me. I apologize. But if you know you have any questions about it, please feel free to email me and we can discuss at length some of the things that the article talked about. All right, you guys, I'm Michaela and I'm here at Lactation Station. Don't forget to go by the website, lactationstation2020.com. Sign up for the newsletter. If you want to email me, it's lactationstation2020@gmail.com. If you have any questions or any inquiries or anything you want to talk about, I try to be available as much as I can. If I don't get right back to you, I will get to you as soon as I can. Go by Facebook and join the Facebook group if you haven't done that already. It's a great group of women. It's wonderful support, and we all try to help each other. And if you want to support the podcast, hit up my Patreon page. You know, join up there. There's some exclusive content there, and I'm working hard on getting some other stuff on there. And I will talk to you later. Have a great day. This is Michaela.